Majority of Jews in Britain considering leaving country amid rising anti-Semitism, poll. By Kurt Sindelka on December 22, 2025. More than 6 in 10 Jewish people in Britain are considering leaving the country amid rising anti-Semitism within the increasingly multicultural country. An annual survey from the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism has found that 61% of Jews in Britain are contemplating moving abroad, compared to 50% last year. The poll, reported by The Telegraph, additionally found that a majority of Jews, 51%, said that they do not see a long-term future for themselves in the United Kingdom, compared to 37% in 2024. Furthermore, 45% of Jewish respondents said that they do not feel welcome in the country anymore, and 83% said that they believe the police do not do enough to protect them. The survey was held in the wake of the Yom Kippur terror attack at Manchester's Heaton Park Synagogue in October that saw 2 people killed and 4 others injured on the holiest day of the Jewish calendar. During the attack, Syrian migrant Jihad al-Shami drove a car into worshippers at the synagogue before going on a stabbing spree while wearing a fake suicide vest. He was ultimately shot dead by police. A second man, British-Pakistani Muhammad Asim Bashir, who was known to al-Shami, was charged earlier this month with preparation for acts of terrorism and 3 counts of dissemination of terrorism publications. The survey came ahead of the recent terror attack on a Hanukkah celebration in Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia, which saw 15 people killed in a suspected Islamist-motivated shooting allegedly at the hands of Father Sindhu Osajid and Naveed Akram. In the wake of the attack, London's Metropolitan Police and the Greater Manchester Police Force said that they would arrest anyone who publicly chants the Islamist slogan "Globalize the Intifada," which refers to the armed fight of the Palestinians against Israel being expanded to Jews and supporters of the Jewish state worldwide. Previously, British police forces have come under heavy criticism for failing to enforce the UK's strict speech codes on anti-Israel protests, which erupted onto the streets of Britain immediately after the Hamas terror attacks of October 7, 2023. Since then, there has been a significant surge in anti-Semitic incidents in the UK, as well as in fellow European nations such as France and Germany. Commenting on the poll, a spokesman for the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism said, "The polling starkly tells how Jews blame 2 successive governments, as well as inert police chiefs and prosecutors for the explosion of anti-Semitic extremism, which has left 2 Jews dead and much of the rest of the community reluctantly eyeing the exits. After 2 years of 2-tier policing and institutional cowardice, there is still an alarming lack of urgency from the authorities. The appeasement of extremists has so far borne the same fruits as it always does. People dead at the hands of Islamists, the growing radicalization of our children, the crumbling of law enforcement and now a community questioning whether it has a place in this country at all." A government spokesman said, "We will not stand by whilst the scourge of anti-Semitism spreads in our society, and we are taking action to protect our Jewish communities. We're providing an additional £10 million to the Community Security Trust to boost security at community sites, are reviewing hate crime legislation and are committed to taking further action." Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.